Sibba.
It is Friday. And we're back. Hey, Skipperoo.
She is risen. Sibba is risen.
My and you don't know how true that is.
Oh, girl, have you recuperated from the cruise?
I have, and I'm glad to be back with my friends.
Uh-huh.
And you've been holding it down.
Yeah, I've just been in the building for just a little bit. I don't know about the holding it down part. And Sherry Shepherd, because it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Hey, everybody. I'm so bow-legged, I don't know what to do.
You say bow-legged.
Bow-legged. I'm still moving and rocking. I never got any sleep.
Happy belated birthday to you, Sherry Shepherd.
Yesterday, thank you so much.
Thank y'all. I appreciate that.
You didn't get naked on your birthday, did you?
Whoa.
Well, I had my son. We celebrated our birthday together.
Oh, okay.
My son Jeffrey's birthday, too, so no, it wasn't none of that.
After you put him to bed, wasn't none of that? Ain't none of that going down.
We went to bed at 9 o'clock. That's terrible when you go to bed the same time as your children.
And the cruise did you good, too, huh?
Oh, my God. Sibba, I met a man.
All right.
He was in a wheelchair, and he said, I'll take care of you. Good and right.
You were rolling off into the sunset.
We rolled off into the sunset.
Ladies,
no, I had a good time.
I don't feel alone today. I feel like we can get a bond going on because my dog is in the building. Party can't get started till Faison Love gets up in here.
Smooth skin. Smooth skin, a.k.a. Glenn Jones.
Sibba, Sherry, why does he got to call me Glenn Jones?
Well, Glenn Jones. Have you looked in the mirror, Glenn?
Thank you.
I mean, Skip.
That's a compliment, too, Smooth Skin.
Can't be Denzel or somebody like that.
Huh?
I mean, okay, I'll
It's a Christmas
you.
Tree in here. Can I?
It's Christmas every Wednesday on the Tom Jordan Morning Show.
I figure it's lots of somebody.
Yeah.
I, you know. I got, okay.
Huh? Every Wednesday.
Okay. I'm just, you know.
So instead of taking it away on Thursday, bringing it back on
Tuesday, I get it now.
Just leave it up.
Okay. Every Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
That's very smart.
So
now, who did that song? Maybe we should update it. I don't know.
It's kind of groovy. It's kind of groovy.
I don't know. Maybe it's let's get some.
How are your skills? How are your songwriting skills?
I think I can come up with something.
Okay.
There's a challenge.
I'm going to come up with something.
You got a little something in your head right now?
I think he deserves a little something. You know, I don't know who. That was great.
What is it, Faison?
Rough draft.
Okay.
Rough draft.
That was a rough draft.
I'm just saying. It's been playing for a while now.
Okay.
Well,
we're never going to get rid of the
No, no. I love that.
Okay.
But I'll come up with something.
Okay.
Well, what do you have? Do you have a rough draft?
I can come up. I'm talented, baby.
See, I love men that keep going. You know, I can give it with me. If it was me.
No. I show up and show out. I don't just talk. I got. When do you want the song by?
End of the show.
End of the show.
Pressure's on, homie.
Is that too much?
End of the show.
That's 4 hours. 3 hours and 55 minutes.
Hold on. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna have to call a couple of my friends.
You got to use your lifeline.
Okay.
So I got to do my lifeline. So
drop some names in,
Eddie, Levert, and Walter. I need you to come up with a yeah. The
they got you.
I'm the fourth OJ.
Okay.
Johnny Gill could do something for you.
I'm putting the song together, Sherry.
Look, I thought you need a little
no,
help.
No, I don't need your help.
Okay.
I'm going to call Linnell.
Linnell can help you. She can give you the curse out beat.
There's a little riff, a little beef going on between
us. Well, we were on the ship, mm-hmm. and we,
first
you know,
of all,
Faison was on the ship.
The greatest time of my life.
Was
thank
it?
You, by the
it
way.
Was oh, wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a nice suit.
Thank you. Ooh, Nikki. Ooh.
What?
Well, explain the suit, because there are people who weren't on the ship.
I wore a mariachi suit.
Mariachi.
Who?
Mariachi.
Mariachi. Okay.
For the greatest opening a boat can ever have.
Yes.
I mean, right. That my head was spinning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
so
first, before you even got to your bed, your bunk, it was... R. Kelly,
yeah.
TLC,
and LL.
LL, right?
Yep.
That was before you got to your cabin.
Right.
I got to my cabin, they said, you're going to be opening for the Jackson 5. I said, what?
It's major.
got the, I had the perfect suit because I was like, I'm gonna show up and show out. Mm-hmm. I had the mariachi suit made weeks before. Mm-hmm. It was for some Vegas.
Ready.
You know what I'm saying?
Did
so I was like, hey, did you notice the Jacksons had the mariachi?
They saw they had to come back. Thank you very much. And it was monogrammed mariachi suit.
You.
It had the FLs on there.
Thank
you. Yeah.
You
do
attention.
You know yeah. that yeah. they yeah. gave me. They, yeah. The room that I stayed in Marlon because after he got off the boat, they gave me Marlon Jackson's room.
Man.
I was looking for drawers the whole time.
Hey.
I said, surely he has left a pair of drawers
that was
in this suite.
Probably the highlight of my opening up for those guys.
Oh God, and,
opening yeah. the Jacksons.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, that yeah. was. That
you know
was,
what?
That was.
You,
that was. Ooh, that was. So
I got
cool.
to meet him backstage. Uh-huh. They said they yeah. were big fans. You know what I'm saying? They live around the corner in Encino, Sherry. So they said they yeah. see me all the time. So I'm like, what, you know, yeah. they know exactly where I was like, what?
You be at the local Trader Joe's?
No, at the coffee bean right there. Shut up. See what I'm saying? Sherry's trying to take a personal moment.
Gotcha.
This is personal.
No,
the Jacksons was like, you know, the Jacksons.
Yeah. It was the Jacksons. That
it's
was
like,
you know,
the and they treated me like a brother. You're like, hey, brother, you don't have.
Well, they
chicken.
Are missing a couple brothers in the group.
Hey,
they,
you know what?
They need another one. Sure.
They need another one, Faison. There is an ulterior sure. motive, you
see
know.
What I'm saying? See, y'all, the Jacksons, I think, should be treated like royalty.
They are.
Absolutely, they are.
So you can't be making them jokes.
No, they are.
Why the fuck running for president? You talk about that.
He's no, right on that. You know, Waka Flocka did announce that he wants to run for president.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's special.
Yeah. He ain't no Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, now, has he been vetted yet, Waka Flocka?
What does that mean?
Well, we start with the name.
President Waka Flocka.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too many holes to be punching when you're going to vote, first of all. You're going to confuse people.
What did he say he's going to do, Faison? A few things. One about the restaurants.
Something about
weed.
He can't
legalize marijuana because that's already done. Yeah. So
no, it's only done in a couple states. And I don't want everybody high anyway.
Yeah.
Already, you don't want everybody.
No, you don't. Yeah, it already take you 30 minutes to get a french fry. And imagine if they high. How long it would take for you to go through McDonald's? Everybody.
Well,
not everybody.
Is everybody eating on the food? It ain't gonna be no food.
So, Sybil, did Tom and Jay trick you into coming in today? They're still resting up.
Well, you know, they need they work beyond everybody's imagination, and so they deserve all the time that they.
You're working hard too. I didn't even see you, but once.
Well, I saw you, and I just kind of, you know, because once you get into the Faison zone and you get into that,
you can't escape.
What is the Faison? Okay, maybe I gave you the wrong impression of me.
No, Faison. You know what? Faison, when you're on, you're on.
That's right.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
Oh, I think just one 5 minute turn at the drink tank, and ooh. I know.
But Faison, you would have seen Sybil if you had gone to any of her book events. I mean, she
you
hosted.
Had books.
She had Bill Dukes. Yeah, it was books.
That's like kryptonite to you.
No, I love books. Okay. We're reading today Black's Woman Journal.
You would have enjoyed it. We had Bill Duke was one of my book club guests.
Yeah,
and
Ilyasa
Shabazz.
Ilyasa Shabazz. You lost him right there, Sybil. He knows Waka Flocka Flame, but he don't know Ilyasa.
And that's why we didn't see each other.
Exactly.
There were so many things going on. I mean,
yeah, 24/7.
So many things. I couldn't.
But you know who I loved. I mean, literally, you guys did such a great job. Tom, Sybil, Jay, everybody. The entertainment was so wonderful. You had Avery Sunshine, Millie Jackson. Oh. It was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Philip Bailey got a sinus infection when he hit that one note. Like his sinuses just went crazy. I could tell.
Fantasia?
And then, Fantasia. And then, they had old school hip hop. It was Kool Moe Dee. It was Jeff Red. It was Teddy Riley, Blackstreet 2.
Teddy Riley.
Lady of Rage was there. I rock rough and stuff with my afro. Let me loosen up my bra straps and give you my rap. I was like, my bra strap. I took my bra off, Lady
Sherry,
Rage.
You're making me hate. I didn't get a chance to go.
Well, it was so wonderful.
That won't happen.
Smooth skin.
It won't ever happen.
Smooth skin, you gotta go.
We need you here, Smooth Skin.
I want to be on the real ship.
Listen to me.
You're
this
running this
thing
ship.
Was a. I mean,
it was off the hook.
It was like privilege. you should be there. It was. It's. I'm sending my mother next year. I can't be on shit with her.
Well, she I know I didn't take my daddy.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
But it's, you, if you send your mama, she might come back hooked up because that ship there.
Oh, woo, trust
it
me.
It was the hookup.
Well,
city.
I missed that part because I. No, it was a lot why. Of. Well, I.
It was a lot of. It was a lot
I,
of.
I saw
up.
Like. You know what my favorite thing was doing?
I don't know. Do we want to know?
Was I'm serious.
Oh, look at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Hold up on that one, Faison. We'll get into that in just a minute. Hold up. Easy now. Oh, that head's heavy this morning, isn't it? 12 minutes past the hour.